Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are looking at what transpired at the nomination courts throughout the country, which sat following the expulsion of 24 opposition lawmakers and several councillors of the Citizens Coalition for Change by one Sengezo Chabangu, who claims to be the interim secretary general of the opposition CCC party. But first, let us take a look at what is happening in the Middle East. The month-long war between Israel and Hamas is intensifying on the ground in Gaza as civilian casualties in Gaza mount. U.S. and international leaders are calling for a temporary ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid to enter Gaza. But Israel insists that the humanitarian crisis of its 240 hostages must be resolved first. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
In Israel, the public is focused on the fate of some 240 hostages, including 30 children. Demonstrations in support of the hostages are intensifying, with demands that Israel not agree to a ceasefire or allow humanitarian aid into Gaza until the hostages are freed. Former hostage negotiator Gershon Baskin says he believes most of the hostages are still alive and being held in underground tunnels in Gaza.
They are probably being cared for as hostages in a situation like this might be cared for. I don't believe they're being physically tortured. They probably have minimal food necessary to stay alive and water and maybe even a little bit of medical supplies, but they are still seen by Hamas to be valuable assets to free Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails.
Israelis say the hostage kidnappings and brutal murders of 1,400 Israelis, most of them civilians, as well as the rising toll of soldier deaths in the ground invasion of Gaza, have profoundly shaken their sense of security.
Israeli society has never been as mortally wounded as we are now. It's not only the mass numbers of casualties and the hostages, but it's also the way in which 1,000 Israelis were butchered, the helplessness of how they died. And that negates the founding ethos of this country. Israel was created to be a safe refuge for the Jewish people. The promise of Israel was not that there would never again be genocidal enemies, but that never again would Jews die helplessly.
In Gaza, civilians are also feeling helpless. The high death toll and widespread destruction has left the 2.2 million Palestinians terrified and forced many to flee their homes. Although the Israeli army has warned civilians to evacuate the northern part where its ground operation against Hamas targets would be concentrated, there were recently several Israeli airstrikes in the southern part of Gaza, which was supposed to be a safe zone.
When they bombarded us, I lost consciousness. My brother, Zaid, and two cousins were martyred, and a third is still missing. And the owner of the house and his son died too. Perhaps more than 10 people were martyred, and everybody else got injured.
The central Murazi refugee camp also suffered from Israeli airstrikes, which terrified the children of Palestinian journalist Rami Al-Magheri, a Murazi resident. He says that international negotiations on the future of Gaza are the only way out.
I believe politically, the pressure politically could come out with something tangible, could come out with sort of a breakthrough in the upcoming period that would lead to some sort of a lasting solution for Gaza.
A solution to the conflict will only come after much more fighting wipes out the Hamas military infrastructure, according to Israeli political and military officials. But even Israel's steadfast American allies are beginning to exert pressure to allow a temporary ceasefire, a demand Israel has so far rejected. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
British Ambassador to Zimbabwe Peter Vowles today met the ZANU-PF Secretary General Obed Mpofu, highlighting that his country shares concerns that were raised by SADC in the recently ended elections, saying the country must address some of the issues raised.
My role is to do what I can to strengthen the relationship between Britain and Zimbabwe. There are lots of issues we talked about, but I think it's better that we have those discussions with the government and political parties rather than broadcast across the media. So I look forward to discussing those in the coming weeks and months with the government. Thank you. In the course of the conversation, we had a very free and frank discussion about the UK and Zimbabwe and our relationship. I referred back to Minister Mitchell's statement, the UK statement back in September on the elections, which commended the peaceful nature in which the elections were conducted, but shared some of the concerns raised by the Election Observer Mission reports, and we talked about that. We talked about the recent SADC report and the future reports to come. I don't think my job here is to, as a visitor in this country, is to tell Zimbabwe what it should or shouldn't do. I'm a visitor. I represent the United Kingdom in Zimbabwe, and I don't think certainly I should be in public, sort of having the conversation across the media waves about the conversation we had. So certainly, this is not for me to say. We talked about the issues. We had the full and frank conversation about the sets of issues that will strengthen our relationship between our two countries, and that is what I will continue to do in the coming weeks and months. Thank you.
That was British Ambassador to Zimbabwe Peter Vowles speaking to journalists in Harare. The nomination court set today in various towns where interested candidates were submitting their papers so that they can contest in the by-election to be held on December 9, 2023.
Candidates from ZANU-PF, CCC led by Nelson Chamisa, and CCC members under self-proclaimed Interim Secretary General Sengezo Chabangu have successfully filed their papers at the nomination court today. Speaking to journalists at the close of the nomination court, Nominations Officer for Bulawayo Tradecourt Magistrate Court 5, Mavis Modiwakure, said some candidates were not successful as they failed to raise the funds.
23 candidates were filed their nomination court papers. Out of the 23, 18 were successful, as I have called their names. One was rejected because of the nominators were not enough. He did not bring the copies of the ID and the or the birth certificates. Then the other four, their papers had gone through. They failed to raise the funds.
The CCC fielded double candidates in Bulawayo, with the five recalled candidates filing under party leader Nelson Chamisa, while five others filed under Chabangu. CCC Deputy Director of Elections, Ellen Shiriedenga, says the recalled candidates remain bona fide members of the party. She said this in Harare after filing papers for the Mapfuku Tafara constituency candidate, Fabian Kufa Kutizwe.
Contesting is CCC, is the Citizens Coalition for Change. As well, we are bona fide members of the CCC. And also, we reiterate that there was an error in judgment in terms of the recalls. And this is why we retained our Member of Parliament who was unjustifiably recalled.
ZANU-PF spokesperson for Bulawayo, Akbald Chiponda, says the by-elections give his party an opportunity to show the electorate that they are an organized party, unlike the CCC.
What we'd like to show the electorate is to give a chance to our our members to come and show them that we feel if governance is handled well at the House of Assembly level, people are having the problem we have now, I think, is poor representation at House of Assembly level from the opposition. So this is a chance for the electorate to give ZANU-PF a chance to show them that they can make Bulawayo better.
Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Chief Elections Officer Utwile Slaigwana said they do not meddle in internal party politics and accept all signatures that are submitted within the confines of the law.
But we have received signatures from CCC. By the way, the signatures that we receive from political parties, it is not our job to check whether those signatures are authentic, as long as they meet the requirements of the nomination court, we accept.
Of the 23 candidates who submitted their papers at the Bulawayo Nomination Court, four members of ZAPU and one from Economic Freedom Fighters Party were not successful for various reasons. Nomination courts also set in some towns nationwide.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also streaming live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today, we are discussing the nomination process that happened today and the expected participation of youths in the December 9th by-elections. To discuss the matter, we are joined by Francis Mufambi of ZANU-PF, Chantel Chiwara of CCC, and John Muchenje of 4-H Zimbabwe Foundation. Welcome to Live Talk, gentlemen and ladies.
Thank you very much.
I'll start with you, Chantel, as we honor ladies. What's your view in terms of what transpired today at the nomination courts?
What transpired today at the nomination court here in Masingo shows that our system in Zimbabwe is biased, and in the CCC, yes, we participated in the by-election, even though we are in a certain field, because this is not taken from CCC. I think that the people who are in the party
Yes, looking at that, in most places we had double candidates for CCC. Don't you think this problem will still recur even after the by-elections?
No, I don't think the problem really is here, because the same imports were fine for double candidates before, and the judicial system didn't do anything about it to eliminate the issue. So now I think it is the same issue, and it's made over the same judgment that improved the rich people who go and contest for candidates, because they have found it happens. So we'll let the people decide. So that's how we are violating and we are abusing, and we are disrespecting people's voices, we are disrespecting people's votes. So we will allow the people of Zimbabwe to choose who we want to vote for.
Let's go to Mr. Mfambi. As ZANU-PF, How do you view the process that happened today? Are you happy with the nomination court, and how did you view the proceedings?
Okay, thank you very much. Let me start maybe by expressing my gratitude for the opportunity to discuss our successful filing of the nomination papers for the by-election. As ZANU-PF, our process as usual was organized and disembled. It is beyond reasonable doubt that the by-election was just necessitated by the never-ending personal battle within the CCC, and like political players, we take every opportunity to present ourselves and showcase the electorate our never-ending need to represent the people of Zimbabwe at all levels. So as a party that believes and fought for the representative democracy, we believe this is another golden opportunity for the electorate to correct the mistakes they made in the previous election by voting ZANU-PF, a party that delivers and a party that does not get confusion. ZANU-PF represents the epitome of democracy, and this was proved by the smooth primary election that we held last weekend. And it also explains why we are not going through the discourse of double candidates like the CCC. Our candidates are the best way forward and the representatives of the People's Revolution, and all of them have a track record of delivering to the people of Zimbabwe and their respective constituencies. So in retrospect, our candidates' agenda is to deliver in unison through addressing the local concerns and showcasing their commitment to advocating for the needs of the constituents they intend to represent. So as a party, we are fully behind our candidates, and we will audit each one of our deployees to make sure that the promises that they make to the people of Zimbabwe are delivered, simply because the president has said our new manifesto is delivered. And in conclusion, maybe I can say we encourage all listeners and voters to support the ZANU-PF candidates in the by-election, as they have shown themselves as reliable and organized candidates. Thank you.
John Muchenje, you've heard the submissions from CCC and from ZANU-PF. What's your take on this process?
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I also listened from the submissions from Zizek, where they were talking about not indulging into general party processes and make sure that every person who submitted his papers to the nomination court, they have an opportunity to participate in the by-elections that are happening in December. So from our perspective as an organization, we are saying we are a youth organization which works with young people across all political parties to push for pro-youth policies, participation of youth in peace-building initiatives. We are saying the political parties should maybe respect whatever outcome that is going to come out from the elections, and we encourage the political parties, which are the young people, to participate in the election in a peaceful way. Thank you.
While you are talking about young people there, do you think young people participate in their numbers in the by-elections as we saw in the August 23 elections?
Yeah, we are likely to see the same, because when I was going through the list of the people that submitted their documents at the nomination court, it seems these are the young people. Obviously, the young people, we are encouraging them to come out to support their counterparts. It's obviously the young people. If you're a young person, you can only be supported by a young person. So we're encouraging young people to come out in their numbers to support their perceived candidates from their respective parties.
Thank you there. We'll go back to you, Chantel Chiwara. You heard there, Mufambi was saying ZANU-PF is not a confused party like CCC. Would you like to respond to that? And also, as you respond to that, do you think youth will still participate in this election like we saw in August 2020, in August the 23rd? I can hear. I can hear you there, Chantel. We'll come back to you. I don't know if what's happening with her network there. Yes, Chantel, you can try again.
Okay, I was saying in CCC we are very clear, and there's no confusion about who is to be voted for. We don't have any confusion. These confusions that are arising right now, they are being created by the imposter. What you're saying is the SG for CCC with that position that we don't have in CCC. So as far as I'm concerned, as CCC under the leadership of Advocate Nelson Chamisa, we don't have any confusion. And youth, I believe they're going to participate in this by-election, but we can't compare their numbers to the ones that have participated in the general election. Because right now, the numbers that are participating are the ones who are recorded. And looking at the record, mostly they are the youth that have been recorded. And looking at this as a device or as a tool that is aimed to attack and cause confusion in the party, they are mainly killing the young souls so that they wouldn't want to participate in the politics. But we need to understand that the future is the young people. So if we kill them right now before they arrive politically, who will bring our leaders tomorrow? So we are asking the lawmakers, we are asking the judicial system of Zimbabwe, please be safe and act in the right way so that we have a Zimbabwe that we are. Everyone in Zimbabwe is one change. And it's being reported the number of seats we have managed to get. In the cities where there's no intimidation of people and where there is no violence, people have voted what they want. It is only in those areas that there is intimidation, that people are forced or are forced to vote for what they do not want because they are protecting maybe their fields, their family, or their job. But when people have a sober mind and are allowed to choose without any intimidation, people have saved their voice and even more involvement for the election. So I think again, there is no confusion in people's see. It is called the imposter.
Tinotenda. Tidzokere kwamuri Francis Mufambi. Tichitarisa sebato reZANU-PF, chii chamakatarisira muna December panoendwa kwasarudzo izvi?
Okay, I think let me start by educating Chantel on very important political issues. Number one, you cannot tell the nation that you do not have an extra general position in your party, that you do not have a constitution. If you don't have a constitution, then you have everything. And everything that is happening to you, you should actually accept it and address it as a party. That is a free political science education that I'm teaching. But turning to ZANU-PF, we know that ZANU-PF has been there since 1963, and ZANU-PF has been pushing the agenda of the people. And coming to this by-election, we have participated in every other by-election, and we have made sure that every other part of the country is represented in the NPF. That is why we have actually lived this far. And coming to the by-election, you can realize that the people are now tired of the childish games that have been played by the NPC. They are tired of the absence of democracy within that opposition party. It's actually not a political party. It's more of an oracle or a secret society that is being run by one person. One person is opposition. So in ZANU-PF, we promise people what we deliver. And we are the epitome of democracy, like I said before. And the people are voting for democracy. The people are voting for parties that show the readiness to govern. The people are voting for parties that have a track record of delivery. So basically, that is what ZANU-PF candidates are doing. They are simply cascading the message of the president down to the lowest section. Thank you.
Ndisanda dzoka kwa muri vamuchenjere kai ndi dzokere kuna Chantel Chiwara tinzwe paya Chantel Chiwara tanzwa mufambi achitaura nezvebato renyu unganda kumupindura here paari kutaura nyaya dzekuti bato renyu harina kurongeka uyezve rine munhu mumwe chete ari iye anonzi ndiye ari pamusoro pemunhu wese anotora madecisions ese ungada kupindura here paya.
We in CCC, we know how we are dealing with those issues. They say we don't have constitution, AE. They say we don't have structures. We have all of them. But since they are not part and parcel of CCC, we don't expect them to understand. There's no one person who's leading the party. We have those structures, but you are not aware of the structures. That's because you're not aware of the structures because you need the process.
Ndinotenda tidzokere kwamuri vamuchenje munoiona sei nyaya iyi iri kutaurwa pavari kuti nyaya yekushayika kwemastructures kuTCC veZANU-PF achiti inoratidza kusarongeka asi ivo vachiti vanozivana imimi munozviona sei izvi?
Political organization in Shanda, in a political party, in Zaramata, the political party,
ndinotenda tidzokere zvekare kuna Muzvare Chiwara mutipe mashoko enyu ekupedzisira.
Mashoko ekupedzisira kuvateereri, isusu seCCC tikuti we are here for change and democracy. We are also here to deliver a Zimbabwe to everyone, for everyone. Our Zimbabwe that we are going to deliver, all the candidates able, Aripo, and as far as the CCC is concerned, to support you, to deliver, to Basiranik Sumziranika Edu, you see number benefits are to one person, or you see a big even our social gender has been there, no Argumia for my elections and so 9 days. The discovered Korea are the
tinotenda Chantel Paya tisire vamwe mukana tinzwe kuna Francis Mufambi mashoko ekupedzisira.
Okay, I think my parting words are firstly to Chantel to say, before you come in Zimbabwe into anything, please deliver democracy to the people within your party. Then secondly, to Zimbabwe, you know ZANU-PF has a track record as a history of delivery and to not fail Zimbabwe. So we should vote for ZANU-PF candidates come 9 December 2020.
Thank you. Unfortunately, because of our time, we have to wrap this up. We'll ask Muchenje to just give us a short statement on what you would want people to know.
Thank you so much. Tinokurudzira kune vechidiki vari muZimbabwe vachari kunzvimbo dzine mabyelections ngativotei muRinyarare tichudze maleaders edu in a pitch way sezvatakaita muna 2023 muna August. Thank you so much.
Tinotenda. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.